Since 2009, the current administration has completed more than 160 major projects on Hawaii Island. That's more than $630 million on roads, parks, sewers, housing, even rodeo arenas and improvements to the Panaeva Zoo. Mayor Kanoi says he's proud of the transformative nature of that spending.
Community projects people have waited decades for. Think back to 2009. Unemployment was headed towards 11.2%. Today it's under 4%. It was a time for leadership and people working together. The community trusted us, and whether it's fiscal ratings, bond ratings, health of our community, low unemployment, innovative programs and services, new roads and parks, we believe we're leaving Hawaii County better than we found it.
The incoming mayor inherits a budget of $462 million, an increase of less than 15% over 8 years. That's the lowest percentage increase in the county budget in at least 35 years. Before the election, some candidates expressed concern about the borrowing capacity of the county.
People should not be concerned, because our recommended borrowing capacity is that you not exceed 15% of your operating budget. We're at about 9 to 10% right now. And if we were to issue all bonds that were authorized to be issued, then it'd go up to like 12, 13%. So there's still room to grow with new projects. The debt service, which is the money you pay on the money you borrow, it's $43 million. And when we took office, the debt service was $43 million.
Mayor Kanoi faced a personal challenge with the state's attorney taking him to trial for theft based on use of the county purchasing card. 12 jurors acquitted Kanoi of all charges.
All lessons are lessons learned, an opportunity to be better. And I'm so thankful to a great group of people who stayed focused on our vision for Hawaii Island. So proud of Takako and the kids. I'm very thankful for this Hawaii Island community. When somebody makes serious allegations, you know, it's offensive, and you challenge it. That opportunity to have the truth laid out and to be judged not guilty. I'm very humbled to experience that process.
Mayor Kanoi has a long relationship with Harry Kim, who not only will follow him as mayor, but preceded him as well.
Me and Harry go and story that somebody can write a book about football coach since I was 8 years old, and we end up running against each other. I look forward to the Kim administration and their vision. Their success means that our island continues to grow, thrive, and be a healthy and safe place to go home.
As for Kanoi's plans after he turns over the reins to incoming Mayor Kim,
I look forward to taking that next step, exhaling like, to stepping away from politics, but never public service. I'll always help somebody. Spending time with my kids, I look forward to teaching. I want to open the doors to higher education to advocate for people most in need.
From Kona, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.